News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The last 24 hours have killed at least 492 people and wounded 1,645, Lebanese authorities have said. One official says it was the highest number of violent deaths in one day since 1990 in the 1990 civil war. And I'm joined now this morning by Daniel Rubenstein from the Israeli Citizen Spokesperson Office and former social media advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Good morning to you, Daniel. First of all, your reaction to what you are seeing over the last 24 hours, that continuous bombardment by Israel of southern Lebanon.
Yes, good morning to you and to all the people of Ireland. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. It's been a difficult 24 hours in Israel. We have been under intense rocket bombardment from Hezbollah in Lebanon, and it's not something that's just been going on for the past 24 hours, but for the past year. It's last year, on October 8th, this was one day after Hamas carried out the October 7th massacre, Hezbollah in Lebanon, this militia in Lebanon that takes orders from Iran, they decided to join the war that Hamas started and open a second front against Israel and fire rockets, missiles, suicide drones, anti-tank missiles into Israeli houses. So we have 60,000 Israelis living in northern Israel at this time, close to the border, within range of Hezbollah's anti-tank missiles that they were firing into houses. So these 60,000 Israelis had to flee their homes, and they continue to be away from their homes. They cannot return because it's deeply unsafe, because this Iranian proxy militia has been firing at them for a year. Israel has been open to diplomatic efforts to encourage, persuade Hezbollah to retreat from the border region and allow Israelis to safely return to their homes. It hasn't worked. Israel, as a result, has increased its strikes inside Lebanon, and Hezbollah in Lebanon has increased the rate of its strikes into Israel.
We have to speak about proportionality. You're saying, and I accept entirely that Hezbollah has fired rockets on Israel, but how many people have Hezbollah killed?
When we speak about proportionality in international humanitarian law, what we're speaking about is individual strikes, the anticipated military gain versus the anticipated collateral damage. Now, the choice that Israel faces for the past year and for the past day even, one choice that Israel faces that it could choose is to do nothing. And by doing nothing, Hezbollah in Lebanon would continue to strike Israel.
Sure, but you take what I'm saying, Daniel, that it is in the tens, the number of Israelis who've been killed. Almost 500 people were killed yesterday alone. And that's on top of the hundreds of people who were killed last week. As well. So in terms of proportionality, Israel is striking far harder. And you're talking about the 60,000 Israelis in northern Israel who have been displaced. There are tens of thousands of Lebanese people on the move now in gridlocked roads trying to get away from southern Lebanon because they are in fear of their lives.
Yes. First of all, because Hezbollah has chosen to wage war from its towns in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah has cruise missiles inside of houses in villages in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military published a video yesterday that shows a cruise missile. It's inside a house. You can see the wall of the house come down as the missile is prepared to fire. And at that moment, the Israeli Air Force strikes the house. So Israel knows that Hezbollah has turned these villages into military bases. And yesterday, the Israeli military sent warnings through a variety of means in Arabic to the people of southern Lebanon, warning them that if you are in these areas, if you are around Hezbollah's rockets, your life is in danger. And that is why they fled, because Israel told them, gave them precautions according to international humanitarian
law. And
I'm
aware, 80,000 phone calls and texts. It seems extraordinary from the outside looking in. And I am aware that people, but they're not given any choice, even if they don't receive a text message. Their neighbours, their friends, their people who live all around them are also on the move, and that strikes obviously fear. How close are we to all-out war? Is that what Israel, is that the plan, to go to war now, full-blown war with Lebanon?
Well, we're starting from the premise that those 60,000 Israelis who are unsafe in their homes need to be safe in their homes. The plan is to make the world understand that this situation is untenable and that Hezbollah needs to get the message. It's not getting the message. It hasn't gotten the message for the past year. And as a result, the Israeli government felt it had no choice but to increase the intensity of its strikes against Hezbollah. And because Hezbollah is based in villages, a number of precautions need to be taken. as much as possible before carrying out strikes in these places. And hopefully, not just that Hezbollah will get the message, but that the whole world. I have looked at statements
from
world leaders, and I see almost nothing.
But Daniel, what people are hearing you say is because there are Israelis displaced in northern Israel, now what we are going to do is we are going to displace Lebanese people in southern Lebanon. And a lot of people won't think that that's necessarily a reasonable or a fair response to the situation you find yourself in. And it is true to say that Hezbollah only exists since the 1990s in response to the war at that time. And I suppose the relations between Israel and Lebanon, that this is a direct, Hezbollah are a direct consequence of previous fruitless wars.
As Israel withdrew from Lebanon in 2000 and wanted nothing to do with the place, Hezbollah, its stated mission is to destroy Israel, and it has chosen to be an ally of Hamas and enter the war that Hamas started. Hezbollah is part of this Iranian ring of fire where Israel is currently under assault from seven different fronts. And it's not just that we look at the picture and say, oh, these people have left their homes, those people have left their homes. Hezbollah is an Iranian proxy army that has chosen war. And the response to war is unfortunately going to be war. Diplomacy has failed. Hezbollah has continued to fire rockets. Hezbollah is not hearing from world leaders.
So are you saying, in your view, that Israel is resigned to all-out war now in the Middle East, that there is a war in Gaza and there will be a full-scale war in Lebanon now? Surely, and I accept that Hezbollah is a proxy for Iran, but surely no good is going to come of any of this for Israel or anywhere else in the region.
I suggest that you understand the choices that Israel faces. It's not just looking at the reality and saying it's bad. I feel it's worse than you feel. I'm here living it every day. What are the options that Israel has when a proxy Iranian militia in Lebanon is shooting rockets, anti-tank missiles, suicide drones into Israeli
villages? Well, a lot of people might say the options are a diplomatic route, a ceasefire, a truce in Gaza, talks, you know, those types of things. That those are the ways forward for all the countries in the region.
Well, first of all, it's very interesting that a ceasefire in Gaza would be connected to Hezbollah in Lebanon. I mean, the choice that Hezbollah in Lebanon has made has been to go to war on behalf of Hamas in Gaza, the same Hamas which has pledged to carry out more October 7th massacres until Israel's destroyed. This is who Hezbollah is partnering itself with. It's not leaving itself open to diplomatic solutions. And the rocket fire from Lebanon continues. Hezbollah just announced that they fired 60 kilometers into Israel last night, and we're a very small country. The rockets are nearly in the center of the country already, and Hezbollah has an arsenal of missiles that can reach into Europe. So while I don't know what the future will bring, I can only see that the options in the present are very difficult.
Thank you for joining us this morning and speaking to us. That is Daniel Rubenstein from the Israeli Citizen Spokesperson Office and former advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.